Hi, this podcast is about what life was like before and during the Great Depression in Iowa. So there's three main questions we're going to really focus into. What was life like during the Depression? What was life before the Depression? And what was life like for farmers? I chose these questions because I think these really help really characterize what it was like specifically in Iowa for people. So coming up is each of those sub-questions, more detailed answer to those. So, yeah, that's it. So, first, I'm going to address the question, what was life like for people during the Great Depression? So, while I was looking at this question, I found so much stuff happened to people's money, obviously, and lots of banks also failed. Half of all banks failed, and unemployment raised to 25%. Housing prices plummeted 30%, and international trade decreased by 60%. Even if you had a higher paying job, you still had a lot of risks because employers would not have enough money to pay you. But after that, the stock market did recover, even though it took 25 years after the Depression. The number of women in the workforce also increased because people needed more money because they worked. There were many bad things in the Great Depression that happened, but we eventually recovered, and I think we're better because of it. So the next question I'm going to really focus in on is, what was life like for people before the Great Depression? And also, why did the Great Depression start? This research really showed that before the Great Depression, also known as the Roaring Twenties, America was at a really high point. The U.S. was the wealthiest country in the world, and the U.S. also doubled its wealth in 1920 through 1929. At that this was also the first time that there were more people in cities than in towns and farms. After the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression started because of unequal distribution of wealth, high tariffs, and war debts, and overproduction in industry and agriculture. This all piled up together, and stock market crashed, and everything got out of control. So our last question, sub-question, was, what was life like for farmers? The research found that while we were looking at these questions, there was a lot less need for farmers in the U.S. now that they were getting more food from each farm because they didn't need extra food from the war. That made the price drop by a lot, and farmers couldn't afford to keep their farm because they were losing a lot of money. Those people who were still farmers had to make more food because there were fewer farmers, but still had to keep the price down because people wouldn't pay more. As you can see, farmers were affected a lot by the Great Depression, and it was really hard for them to make a living. This was a really big problem in Iowa because Iowa has such great land, and it wasn't a very developed area at that time. So a lot of people in Iowa really were affected a lot by the Great Depression. So this last segment is going to be a conclusion. I'm just going to summarize what we've talked about in the rest of this podcast. So everyone really thrived before the Great Depression, but the unequal distribution of wealth and a stock market crash started the Great Depression. And the farmers were affected a lot by the Great Depression, and many people lost their land and were left without jobs. But eventually we did recover. And there were more women in the workforce, and new companies started, and I think we're better off because of it. Okay, thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you learned something from this.